Johnny held his breath. He had a pretty good idea of what the bomb did, but he was not sure. This was the touch-and-go moment. He hit the remote. Off went the spotlights. On went the recorder picture. There in the dark before them was a SART, three-dimensional. There were the five ellipses which identified it. Used to bombs and explosions, they had indifferently expected to see some high tower of dust or smoke. Actually, they had not thought, most of them, that much would happen. Johnny had been so calm, so polite, certainly not a mood in which one engaged in war. They didn't see anything strange for a moment. And then, as the picture rolled off the disc, they saw a hole. A hole occurring in the upper right surface of a SART. Just a hole? No, there was a bit of black around the edge of it. Schleim, ear cocked at the sky, felt a jar of alarm. What in the name of 50 devils was going on here? But he relaxed. Bombs went boom. There were no bombs that made just a hole. The picture went off, and Faljapan's
"My voice here"
came on.
"Theatrics!"
laughed Schleim.
"You're engaging in nonsense!"
"My lords, does another one of you have a picto recorder I can borrow?"
Yes, my lord Dom had one. He went and got it, and they went through the same procedure as before. Angus updated the time, cast the recorder to a new angle, and got it back. Lord Dom, a little bit frightened at the implications of this to the 1,200 worlds of his republic, had a quaver in his voice when he put it on the disc. Johnny hit the switches. A SART gleamed in the dark before them. About a hundredth of the moon had become a hole edged in curling black clouds. And just before the view went off, down in the lower left, it looked like a door had opened in the crust, not part of the growing hole. A breath of terror trembled through the gathering. But Johnny was not going to let it become a riot.
"You see, my lords, the dragon was hungry,"
he laughed lightly.
"He is also a very obedient dragon. Told to eat the moon, he is eating a SART. A very controllable dragon, after all."
Had he hit them with ice water, he could not have produced a more chilling effect. Their eyes focused on him in growing horror. Schleim broke the spell. It had occurred to him that he had a new way to guarantee success. He had a spare gun in his hamper as well as a recorder. He had just felt in his boot and discovered the weapon gone. Damn that valet! Hoven's slaves were never any good.
"All you are doing,"
said Schleim,
"is casting that recorder out somewhere to a model you've made in the hills. And you have people regulating a model for it to photograph. You're a fraud!"
And Schleim really believed it. But he had to make sure before he went off the edge.
"There's a recorder in my hamper."
"Go get it."